Today's devotional is 2 Samuel 22. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. For the ways of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I called. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came to his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations of the heavens trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth, glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He was seen on the wings of the wind. He made darkness around him his canopy, thick clouds a gathering of water. Out of the brightness before him, coals of fire flamed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ways were before me, and from his statutes I did not turn aside. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. And the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you deal purely. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? This God is my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. He had given me the shield of your salvation, and your gentleness made me great. He gave me a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and did not turn back until they were consumed. I consumed them, I thrust them through, so that they did not rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, those who hated me, and I destroyed them. They looked, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as the dust of the earth. I crushed them and stamped them down like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with my people. You kept me as the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. Foreigners came cringing to me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation. The God who gave me vengeance and brought down peoples under me, who brought me out from my enemies. You exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from men of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. Okay, we're in 2 Samuel chapter 22, and except for the first verse, which sets the scene, the entire chapter is David's song of deliverance. In fact, this song is Psalm 18. If you look up Psalm 18, it's 2 Samuel 22, with verse 1 moved to the header. Verse 1 says that this is David's song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Remember, we are almost at the end of 2 Samuel. There's just two chapters remaining after this. And at this point, now nearing the end of his kingship and his life, David has seen God delivering him from his enemies time after time. One of the latest examples was God delivering him from his own son, Absalom. These words are not just general, abstract words of praise, but David has had so many first-hand experiences of God's deliverance. For this chapter, there is a ton to reflect on and pray through. It'd be easy to just zoom into five verses and have a devotional on those five verses themselves. However, for today, I'd like to just highlight a couple aspects of God's deliverance that run throughout the song, and I encourage us to see how these are true in our relationship with God, just as much as they were true for David. The first aspect of God's deliverance is that it is very personal. Right from the first words of the song, we see that God's deliverance is a personal one. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my redeemer, and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. David constantly had this perspective that God was looking out for him. Not in an everything revolves around me kind of way, but in a God is so in control, yet he has called me to be his own, and he cares for me kind of way. The picture of a stronghold or fortress gives imagery of a sure shelter in a battle that the enemy cannot break through. And it's correct to say God is a stronghold, or God is a fortress. Yet the amazing reality is that when we have a relationship with him, when we have chosen a relationship with God, then we can say like David, God is my fortress and God is my refuge. God is my rock in whom I take refuge. Just as another example of this personal salvation, verse 7 says, in my distress I called upon the Lord, to my God I called. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. It's incredible that like for David, when we call out for God's help, he hears us personally and he responds. We can be anywhere in the world. David was in caves and in enemy territory, and he was on the run constantly. We can be anywhere in the world and in any situation, but when we call to God by praying in our hearts, he hears us and he responds. Praise God that he is such a personal God. The second aspect of God's deliverance that I want to highlight is that it is 100% reliable. Maybe I do not need to say it, because it should be really obvious, but sometimes we forget that God's deliverance is 100% reliable. He just never fails. Verses 8 to 16 are a reminder of how powerful God is. When God hears our personal cries, he responds, and we can be sure that God will have his way. Verse 8 says, "Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations of the heavens trembled and quaked because he was angry." God's actions are so much higher than any human action. He rocks the earth and the foundations of heaven, and throughout those verses till verse 16, it's all about God manipulating fire, darkness, thunder, and lightning, all nature as he moves. Verse 16 says, "Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils." And this is juxtaposed to verse 17. "He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters." If God can expose the channels of the sea, then yeah, God can easily draw me out of many waters. This understanding leads David to go on later in the song about how God strengthens him and enables him to do many things beyond himself, like bend a bow of bronze, or go up against a troop, or leap over a wall. When our focus is on what God can do, of his sure deliverance, we are no longer afraid of failing because of our own limitations. Today, let's follow David's example and praise God for his incredibly personal and sure deliverance. Whether it's remembering God's work of salvation in our lives, or recalling recent moments of God's deliverance from temptation or a difficult situation, let's give God praise. I encourage you to read over the song once again on your own and make this your own song. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this song of deliverance from David, and we thank you that even though we may not have experienced all the physical battles and deliverance from physical danger like David did, Lord, we can still say these words just as much because you have delivered us from the enemy, God. You have delivered us from our own lives of being stuck in sin. And Lord, we praise you for that incredible salvation. And not only that, but God, we praise you for all the ways that you save us and deliver us from different situations every day and throughout the weeks. God, I pray that our hearts will be full of thanksgiving and praise, just like David, and may you be honored and glorified for all of your activity in our lives. We thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.